Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Our small business spotlight today shines on John Bartlett and his retail store. It's called I Work and Play. It's located in one of the shopping centers here. We're going to find out all about what it is, why he got started, and more. John, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're here.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael.
So this is an interesting name. Why did you settle on a name, I Work and Play? Because you do?
Well, I guess I'm looking for balance in my own life, and I know everybody needs something to do beyond work, so
right.
Work and play. I Work and Play is a uniform store. It's a specialty occupational and niche recreational apparel, footwear, and equipment. So I kind of thought maybe the guys from the job site would maybe need some hiking shoes for the weekend.
Oh, got it. Okay. So that's how this goes. So are you doing swimsuits?
No swimsuits.
Not yet, huh? Okay, well, next year. All right, we'll get you hooked up with somebody. It's called I Work and Play. His name is John Bartlett. He is in our small business spotlight for today. So how long has the business been up and running?
We opened in July of 2014.
Relatively new.
Relatively new, yes.
And when you say that you work with workwear, in what areas? Construction, nursing, what?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Specialty occupational. So construction, workwear, kind of focusing American-made, medical uniforms, and culinary hospitality apparel equipment.
Sure. And so the people that come to you are in those fields. Do you ever get a one-off that comes in and say, I do something different? I mean, you know, janitor supplies or something?
Sure, all the time.
All the time, yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. Where's the store at?
It's in West Des Moines. It's the very first building southwest of 235 on 8th Street. If you know where Walmart is on 8th Street in West Des Moines, well, stop shopping there and go the other direction. We're directly past 235 on 8th Street on the west side of the street. There are a couple buildings that look like castles.
Oh, sure. I know exactly where you're at.
We're in Drawbridge Plaza, directly west of the new Dunkin' Donuts.
Got it.
On 8th.
Got it. You know what that used to be? That long time ago? Do you know?
King Arthur's?
Yeah, you got that, huh? You weren't old enough for that.
The Lucky Lady?
I just remember King Arthur's.
Okay.
Yeah,
same here.
The Lucky Lady? I wasn't around for that reincarnation, I guess. But yeah, it was a nightclub, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah. He says with a sly grin. Excellent. So the I Work and Play store is near where that building is.
Correct.
Got
yes.
It. Okay. And what about online stuff? Can people shop online, or can they look at stuff, or what?
Without a doubt, every one of our products that we carry in the store is available online. I believe that to be trend current, to be current with technology, any retailer needs to be selling
Absolutely.
Online. It is more of a reorder convenience for our customers. Lots of people work long hours and
sure.
don't have time to come and get another pair of the same boots or another navy blue scrub top. So out of convenience factor, absolutely, the product's available online.
Now, I'm going to share something else about your store that you haven't brought up yet, but I'm going to spill the beans on you because I think this is really very interesting, and kudos to you, my friend. You are a proud supporter of organized labor.
Without a doubt. My business has evolved. Half of the business is decorated garments. In a uniform store, you know, obviously you embroider and you print. And, I've been trying to do this the right way from the get-go. If you ever walk in, if you were to come to my store, you would see that I put a lot of time and effort and thought into the store itself. And I have ideals that fit with union ideals.
Okay.
We did organize with the Communication Workers of America in the print sector in October. I decided I probably should put my money where my mouth is.
Sure. Uh-huh.
I already have, actually. So it was a very logical decision to unionize. So all of the employees at the store are all members of the CWA, Local 7108. We are in the print sector, so we're a union print shop. We're a union apparel decorator. You know, we print T-shirts, we print direct-to-garment, we screen print high-volume orders, and do all sorts of other specialty printing. But the retail workers, we're were union.
Sure. You know, it was interesting that that this happened today because I had a phone call this morning, just this morning. His name is David Wood, and David Wood lives in Guthrie County. And he called me, he says, "Hey, Michael, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z." It's kind of in a political vein. He said, "Is there anywhere where I can go to get a small order of union printed material?" And I said, "You know what? I just happen to know a guy who's coming into the NewsHour today. I'll send you his way." So that is important. And one of the things, and we don't do politics on the NewsHour, but we do support the idea of organized labor for lots of different reasons. When the wealth is spread out there, people do better. We just had a story about California and the minimum wage and $15 an hour, and even fast food owners out there are saying, "Hey, our business goes better when folks are getting paid more because they've got more of a disposable income to buy stuff."
Absolutely. I'm all for a better wage. I'm all for raising the minimum wage. I know that corporate welfare or tax cuts to large corporations puts less money back into the local economy than an increase in pay to the working folk.
Yeah. It's interesting, and I think one of the things, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on politics, but many times people take a look and they say, "Well, if you're a business person, you cannot be on that side of the aisle," but we see this all the time, you know. And congratulations to you.
Well, one more thing here. So I'm all about shop local, buy American. Mm-hmm. A union made American made if possible. One fabrication job in our country adds 4 other support jobs.
Really?
To support it. So I know that a union-made garment is a much better garment just because of the conditions, the working conditions, and there are some deplorable conditions in other countries for garment creation. I'm all about a union-made T-shirt currently. Actually, I joke that I'm getting into the button business. You did mention some politics.
That's right. You did say something about that.
We do make buttons. I'm actually the proud owner of UnionT-ShirtBannerButton.com right now.
What is it again?
UnionT-ShirtBannerButton.com. Amazingly, it thumb types on your smartphone very easily.
I see. Okay. John Bartlett is his name. You know, we enjoy having folks in our small business spotlight that are doing some things that are maybe a little bit different, and this certainly is. It's called the I Work and Play Store. It's located in West Des Moines, just south, I might add, of Windsor Heights, in that shopping area there. What's the shopping area's name?
Drawbridge Plaza.
Drawbridge. You said that earlier, and I just failed to pick up on it, John. It's what happens sometimes when you're old like I am. Drawbridge Plaza. It is I Work and Play. Good for you, and congratulations, and we will send you this in the podcast. So if anybody out there wants to hear more about what's going on, we will have this up for them. All right?
Okay.
And I got to come into the store and see what's going on.
Oh, my gosh. We have some fantastic footwear. You probably don't need a pair of work boots, Michael.
No, probably not.
But we have some fantastic shoes. I'm a huge fan of this brand called Naot. 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 It's an Israeli brand. It's a fantastic, supportive, cushion, comfort, full grain leather shoe. It's my favorite brand, next to Birkenstock, I guess. You know, you can't see it over the air, but I do have kind of some long hair. So.
Are you an aging hippie?
Well, I'm not quite that old, but I suppose I have hippie tendencies.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Excellent. John Bartlett is his name. I Work and Play Store. Go see him and look him up online. Thanks so very much for coming in and doing this. Appreciate it. All right, we got to clear on out of here. We've got the market report. Speaking of what happened today, when we talk about free enterprise, we'll find out what happened on that sliver of land between Wall and Broad in Manhattan when we come back on the Business News Hour.